Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1693, How to Decide Whether to Buy or Rent a Home by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Decide Whether to Buy or Rent a Home by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. The decision to buy or rent a home is a big one, especially if you've never purchased real estate before. Here's my story about how I decided on buying a home versus renting. For me, the decision came up one rainy winter. Rain during the winter in San Francisco means lots and lots of snow in Lake Tahoe. My buddies and I decided to take a 2.5-hour drive up to Sugar Bowl and hit the slopes that Saturday. A total of 2 feet of fluffy powder fell overnight, and we were in snowboarding heaven. Fall in love with a gem location. When we returned that evening, our legs were sore, but our faces beamed with smiles as we reminisced our daring jumps off several of the steepest slopes. We had no fear because the landing zone was soft. The very next day in San Francisco, the sun was beaming down a warm 76 degrees, and we decided to play some tennis at the local park. It was that exact moment when I knew that San Francisco was the place I wanted to live for as long as possible. Months later, I bought my first place. Buying a home is not about the money. Knowing when to buy a home is not so much about one's finances. Everybody knows that you should follow my 30-30-3 home buying guideline. Helpful guideline on buying a home. This 30-30-3 guideline is, you have to have 30% of the value of the home saved up in cash. Spend no more than 30% of your monthly gross income on the mortgage, and pay no more than 3 times your annual gross salary for a home. This should be obvious to those of you who know the basics of personal finance. If not, I encourage you to keep reading my articles regularly. The more knowledge you have on personal finance, the better your finances. The most important factor in deciding on buying a home is whether you love the environment you're in. You should be able to see yourself living there for years. In addition, you should have already found a career or entrepreneurial endeavor you enjoy. Ask yourself this main question. If you were forced to live in your current location for 10 years, would you be happy, okay, or frustrated? If the answer is happy, you have yourself a winner. Home buying is really that simple. The key to wealth is simply being in the game for a long enough period of time. Larry accumulated $5.7 million in his 401k because he invested for 35 consecutive years at his firm. It's the same thing with owning a home. Thanks to inflation and an ever-increasing population, if you buy a house and live there for 20 to 30 years, you are most certainly going to come out fine. And if nothing else, after 20 to 30 years, you'll have a nice little asset to call home where you can live rent-free. Sick of renting? Time to buy. After 3 years of saving and investing all my money after college, I was sick of renting. I didn't want to spend more than $2,000 a month on a nice one bedroom. And the rental stock really is inferior to the ownership stock here in San Francisco. There's no point in making money if one doesn't spend it on things that improve the quality of your life. I knew very well after that glorious weekend that San Francisco was the place that I could see myself living for the rest of my life. Before that, I had already lived in 5 different countries, studied abroad in 3 others, and visited 23 more up until that point. I just knew I had found myself a winner. Nowhere else had the great combination of comfortable weather, plentiful 6-figure job opportunities, culture, food, nightlife, and great outdoors like San Francisco. Life is how you live it. Deciding on buying a home is like deciding on a relationship or a marriage. You just know at that point in time, she or he is the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. If you're unhappy or uncertain with your career, haven't explored enough places, and still don't know what you want to do in life, renting is an absolutely fantastic choice. Alternatively, if you do happen to know early on what you want to do for your career and where you want to live, then by all means, go for it. I strongly believe everyone should get neutral inflation by at least owning their primary residence. Real estate hedges against inflation and is a great forced savings account. You just listened to the post titled, How to Decide Whether to Buy or Rent a Home by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. The never-ending debate of renting versus buying a home. As much as we all want a clear-cut answer on which is better, just like most things when it comes to personal finance, it all depends on a number of factors. I think the decision to buy a home is very personal, highly dependent on your circumstances, and might not make financial sense depending on what you buy. In my case, I bought my house as a lifestyle decision after I was debt-free and investing heavily in retirement vehicles. Like Sam, I was also sick of renting. When I was in New York City, it was typical for my rent to go up $100 every year. Pair that with changing roommate dynamics, and I found myself in the stressful situation of finding a new place to live every year or two. I also had a number of less than stellar landlords during my time renting, who weren't the best at maintenance and repairs. Everyone talks about how they love renting because they aren't on the line for maintenance. But it's really no fun when your landlord disagrees with you on maintenance needs or is satisfied with a band-aid solution. Home ownership has high carrying costs. And if you need to access the money you have locked up in equity in your home, you either need to sell the house or take out a home equity loan, which creates more risk. I recognize the risks of home ownership and really only considered it after getting other financial goals out of the way, like getting out of consumer debt, fully funding retirement vehicles, and building up a solid emergency fund. That's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.